The reset, are you referring to like a change in, I hate to say this word, consciousness, awareness?
Now, happily, you can tell us a definition of reset after that debacle.
Hang on.
Reset. Function, okay. Transitive verb, inflected form, reset. To set again or anew. Reset type, reset a diamond, reset a circuit breaker. To change the reading of often to zero. Reset an odometer. Resettable as an adjective.
Okay, so which one would you say most applies then?
All of them. To set again or anew. To set anew.
And that has to do with the blood moons, you would say?
No, the soft launch, April 22nd.
Well,
Arvius Brooks, he just gets it. He don't. You can't. It's like sneaking the sunshine past a rooster. You just can't do it. Bob is just the brightest bulb in the chandelier today.
I want to talk more. I mean, I understand more of this reset that's going to take place.
Yes.
Does it have to do with the blood moons, the tetrad, the four blood moons?
And the first blood moon begins when?
Passover on this April 15th, Tuesday.
Very good. Then the answer is yes.
And then the next one is on, this is the celebration of Tabernacle?
The first Tabernacle, Feast. The Tabernacle Feast.
The Feast, yeah, okay. And then...
Oh, sorry,
then
it's your story. We're just telling it. Go ahead.
Yes, a Feast of Tabernacle. And the third one, again, it's the same as the first. It's on Passover again.
Back
and then the
first. Same as the first, yes.
Yeah, and then the fourth one is on the Feast of Tabernacle.
So that would be a reset. So it's a reset. Okay. So you have four shots at it. Is that what you're trying to say?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay, yes. We can go with that.
As I understand this to be, there's only been seven tetrads, which means there's, you know, it's four lunar eclipses, since, in the past 2,000 years.
Right.
And this is like the eighth tetrad. And this is significant also because it's landing on Jewish holidays, holy days, high holy days. Or is it not?
Well, if you're an ancient Semitic Hebrew Lloyd, okay, great. We think that's just smashing and all that kind of good stuff. But all that cracked up together is a bit of a, well, it's not. It is. It's not. It is. It's not. It's significant. It's not. It's relevant. It's not. Some people like everything to be a synchronized fuckery. Okay? And if you require that, okay, fine. When did they write all this ridiculous calendar for 6,484 years of keeping up with this mark buck up time for this particular round of fuckery? Boy, it seems like a lot of bother, doesn't it, to find out that Tisha B'Av is the holiday that never comes? You see what I mean?
Yeah.
We like the Seder plate. We like the pan. Oh, easy. No, you're on it now. So if you're going to do this to Yom Kippur, then you got to get right. If you're going to do
okay,
it.
Okay, so the Seder, is that, I'm not clear on exactly what that is, but has that to do with certain amounts of foods that you're to eat during this time?
Not to eat. They're representations of experiences that you've overcome. Now, look up a Seder plate because we're fixing to do it now. Okay, somebody look up shank bone right quick. A lamb shank bone is made up of...
Well, first of all, I'm getting that it's round. Does that make a difference?
It does.
Because it's from the arm or leg, but most bone, when you cut it on the horizontal, is round.
Bones are made up of...
Calcium, magnesium, and a whole bunch of other things.
Okay, lamb bones are made of?
Same. I don't know how different. I mean, I thought Jean had something when she talked about bone marrow, because we talk about blood of the lamb.
Who's at 76705 comes in as Escondido?
It might be me, Cora.
Do you have a question for Ion while they search out their recipes?
We have multiple ewes, Ion, and I am wondering whether those ewes share the same soul.
No, they do not. They share the same soul. Those souls, the stenographers talk. They compare notes, and that's where you get some of these faint memories of things you've done that you didn't do, that you might have done, but then you have that, oh, yeah, this thing's vaguely familiar to me. Or sometimes deja vu, you bump into somebody that they bumped in another one of you. Those stenographers are talking, so they will give you those hints of cycling of, oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. That same way, things faintly familiar. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did it, and I got the T-shirt. So, yes, but they are not the same. They can share, you can spin off, you can flip a stenographer.
Okay, I've got some words here, Ion. The
as long as it's about a compact bone, the osteans, and the bone marrow. Go ahead.
The role in the seder of the roasted meat, the shank bone is not eaten. After the meal, right. It is refrigerated and used a second time on the seder plate the following night.
Right.
So now you're talking about bone marrow. That's what we wondered before.
No, we're not. We're talking about three different types.
I have some
compact bone, spongy bone, and bone marrow. That's the
I got
three.
It.
Yeah.
I have a definition that tells a little more, too. It says, meat muscle mainly composed five constituents, water, protein, lipid, carbohydrate, and non-protein nitrogenous compounds. Water is the largest constituent, and the content is approximately 75% of muscle weight. Protein is the second largest component, which makes up an average of 18.5% muscle weight. And then it goes on a bit more, and then it says the content of lipid in muscle varies in the range between 1% and about 13%, and inverses to the water content. Carbohydrate and non-protein nitrogenous compounds present in small amounts, approximately 1 to 2.6% in weight.
And someone said they thought they had it.
I might have said I had more.
Mm.
Allison, it's a paper on all this, and it says the bone, it starts to form early in the fetal development period through the transformation of collagenous tissue and continues to grow after birth through net addition of collagen and mineral until the animal grows to the mature size. There are three commonly recognized types of bone present in the animal body, but only long bone will be discussed here since it is the main type found in a lamb shank. It's been pointed out that bone contains many tissues, including cortical, mineralized tissue, medulla, articular, and epiphyseal cartilage, and periosteum.
Mm-hmm. You'll want to break that down a little further. The periosteum.
Okay, the hard cortical bone is an association of collagen matrix embedding several mineral crystals. The content of collagen in cortical bone is about one-third by weight and half by volume. Long bone contains a medulla, which comprises an arrangement of bony spicules known as trabeculae at the ends, and a cavity which is filled with a vascular tissue network in young animals but replaced by fat during growth.
That's the spongy.
Okay.
Bone. So do you know the composition of the stirrup bone?
The one in the ear?
The 3-millimeter one, yes.
Probably mostly collagen.
Okay.
You mentioned spongy bone, the compact bone, and the bone marrow. So, most bone has that. Does the shank, the lamb shank, have it in different proportions or something?
The osteocytes the compact bone, mostly the compact bone, the composition of compact bone is what's so key. The laid on the Seder plate, it lays out the details of how the amino acids change within the bone structure of the perfect body. That's why we went around the mountain. Now, the roasted egg, go ahead, moving on. And that roasted egg on the Seder plate is four.
I have to go back to the Seder plate. Hang on.
We're going to get to the parsley that you dip into the salt water for the teeters that will soon be saltless. Because remember, every word we've ever said doesn't change. Now that's whether you know it or not, or care or not, or like it or not, or want it or not. It makes no never mind. It is. Your tears will soon be saltless.
Okay, so it says, Betzah, a roasted hard-boiled egg symbolizing the Korban Chagiga, and that's a festival sacrifice, that was offered in the Temple of Jerusalem.
Temple of Jerusalem is not Herod's temple. There's a difference. That's a whole other timeline, so don't mess that up. Go ahead.
Okay, and roasted and eaten as part of the meal on Seder night. Although both Peshah sacrifice and the Shagigah were meat offerings, the Shagigah is commemorized by an egg, a symbol of mourning, as eggs are the first thing served to mourners after a funeral.
And that's, see, here you go. And the reason to it is, as an eternal being, it would be a mourning, in mourning, to mourn, okay? Mm-hmm. Because if you have to be born, that means you fell. That's why it's represented on the Seder plate. Can't pin you on. Y'all get all these notes now, because there is a quiz. I'm telling you right now, there is a quiz.
Evoking the idea of mourning over the destruction of the temple and our inability to offer any kind of sacrifices in honor of the Peshah holiday. Since the destruction of the temple, the Betzah serves as a visual reminder of the Shagigah. It is not used during the formal part of the Seder, but some people eat a regular hard-boiled egg dipped in salt water as the first course of the meal.
So you got aniseed, you got the bitter herbs, you got the bone, you got the roasted egg. Any more?
A vegetable. Okay, well, that's the bitter herbs, parsley, aniseed, celery.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Aniseed.
Oh, a sweetened brown mixture representing the mortar used by the Hebrew slaves to build the storehouses or pyramids of Egypt. In Ashkenaz,
apples, nuts,
pears,
sugar,
cinnamon and cloves, or no,
cinnamon and ginger and nutmeg,
raisins.
The Hittites say raisins. The Shiites say no raisins. So either way,
they say dates.
You can use dromedary dates, yes.
And sweet red wine.
Yes.
Honey, chopped nuts.
Matzo ball soup, chicken soup.
Yeah.
Horseradish. Okay, this is for Maor or Shazitra. It's bitter herbs, symbolizing bitterness and harshness of the slavery that Hebrews endured in Egypt. The Ashkenazi tradition, either horseradish or romaine lettuce may be eaten in the fulfillment of the mitzvah of eating bitter herbs during the Seder. Sephardic Jews often use curly parsley, green onion, or celery leaves.
The Seder plate lays out some very specific information, but if you look specifically at the chemical composition of what's on the Seder plate, it would serve you well. We've done a little of that.
You do this at Passover, and you do it for like 7 days?
No, you do this for Ascension. You do this for Ascension, and you don't do it. You just get the composition. This isn't about Passover, darling. This is about blood moon business.
Okay.
It's not really about the food.
But if you made it be about, right, it's nothing to do with the food. It has to do with the chemical composition of the food.
Something exciting is going to happen before Good Friday. Is it going to affect most human beings on the planet?
Yes.
Ian said yes, I said no.
Bob is right, though, because you didn't qualify which planet, but yes.
Yeah.
This planet. Our world.
That's why we answer.
Composition of bones.
It takes time to reach us.
Who's that, Andrew?
All eternity.
Ion, do I have to understand the composition of lamb bones to experience
the fact? Yes.
You do not have to understand the composition of lamb bones to reach ascension, no.
Is there any preparations we should make before Friday?
Yes.
Can you extend on that?
Rinse, repeat.
No. What was it? Sinners in the hands of an angry God. I think that's probably the scripture that would probably apply that.
Can you repeat that?
Sinners in the hands of an angry God. It's a famous sermon.
Put a lamb bone in each hand.
Is God angry?
No.
I am.
Well, are you? I'm going to say I am.
I know. It's all relative.
Yeah, that God's angry.
Madeline is.
No,
I'm not.
Could there be, like,
rejected,
large earthquakes
collected.
Coming?
Well, they some look like they've already been, but yeah.
Well, I would say that, but all right. But would it be a significant earthquake that, well, probably not.
Yeah, hold on. You're having 8 and 9 and 10 scale earthquakes, and they barely even make the news anymore. Used to, if you had a 2 earthquake, it was on the front pages of the New York Times. Mm-hmm. So it's relatively, yes. If it doesn't affect the facial book operating, then it probably will have no notice in the world, as you know.
Ion, you are saying that there's going to be opportunities to reset with each tetrad, each of the blood moons that are coming up. So
yes.
That means then that we have choice as to whether to reset or not?
Yes, you do. Yes, you always do, but hold on. That was a simple, innocent way to go at it, and appropriately so. Yes, soft launch, 422.
Soft launch, 422.
Soft launch.
Reset.
Was there a discussion about soft launch before?
No. This is the first time.
First time ever.
Is
this a Bible
thing?
Or the chew bread that's coming out?
Everything is, we say. Not yet, in a minute. 11:16, Ezekiel 9:12, Hebrews 5:19. Yes, very good.
There you go.
Damn.
Jesus. How's that?
Hey, I'm experiencing a soft launch.
Almost.
You said, are you?
Almost.
Did you say, are you or me? Wait, what was your pronoun?
I did, because... Yep, I said that.
You think you experienced a soft launch? No.
I hear soft launch. It means the introduction of something new in a very subtle way.
Exactly. Yes, that is what I'm experiencing.
There you go. Yeah, I have it.
And I don't even know what a lamb bone's made of.
See, there you go. Sugar love, you'd be going to make it anyway. In spite of yourself.
Is the new thing that's being introduced by Bobby Carolyn?
Everything is.
Is it a new product? What's being introduced?
Lamb bone. Is it lamb bone?
Is it lamb bone?
It might be talking about lamb bone. It might not be lamb bone itself, but it might be talking about them.
Oh, but it could be Sherry Liver, too. Oh, no, sorry, that's lamb chop.
How about a soft launch on cold fusion?
Well, you can't do that. It's already here. If you already have that.
I could use that on Tuesday.
Could you?
Well, the definition of reset in the wiki is to move something back to an original place or position, to put a broken bone back into the correct position for healing, or to put a gem into a new piece of jewelry.
So the reset is people coming back to their power and becoming God.
Can we get on to some topics that we've done, the food? Like, come on, guys.
I got
We thought as I was dropping asleep some part in non-land of where peas, and it was when you and they were we. I heard it 0 hour at 12, the pearl of Vixen's laughter among midnight's chimes from out the buffet of the cute old speckled church tolling so faint. The good matrue and knighthoods unseen by rendered all animated great British and Irish objects non-viewable to human watchers, say, 'twere perchance anon some glisty gleam darkling adorned the surface of a fluvial flow, and is again might seen garments of laundry reposing a leeward close at hand in full expectation. As I was jogging down in a dream and dozing, I was dawdling. Arrah, methought me broad toe was heard, and creepies of the gliders and the sivers of the earth breathe in the dance tongues of the woodfires and the hummers in the ground, all vociferated, echoing, John Sean post the post, with high voice, oh, higher of high, and deeper and low, and I heard him low, and lo, me seen somewhat came of the noise, and some who might a move all murk. Now 'twas his clump, may, now mayhap, when book was light, and now 'twas fresher, and morin as a glow. Oh, in unlitness twas it a very stimulatude. Bless me, twas his belted lamp. When we dreamt was the shadow sure, with light eyes and that blessed meals.
Awesome. There it is, Eliza.
Yay.
That's our clue. That's our Finnegan's Wake.
Is this necessary to know to choose reset? To
peas and rice and Yegi yolk are for royal. M or Marl, RMD, hard cash and the nail, and most successfully carried gigot turnips now you ever. What a perfect crease.
How absolutely
Kersha.
Kersha. Breaking over the ankle and hugging the shoe heel, everything the best none others brought. Ah, then may the turtle's blessings of God and Mary and Haggis Patrick and Huggis Bridget be soup tumbling all over him. Other than, and may his 100,000 welcomes to letters relayed, one, post-chase, multiply, I have faith, and multiply, Sean himself.
What
you want to translate that?
What page
is that?
I don't know. Don't worry about it.
We don't page.
We don't page. Yeah.
You handed off the baton.
Yes, I'm handing it back to you, Ian. Had I the concordant wise heads of?
Messrs. Gregory and Lyons alongside of Dr. Tarpey's, and I dare say the Reverend Mr. MacDougall's, as I poor ass am, but for a four-part tinkler's donkey. You methought shone holy Messorner angels be an inner, roughly nudging him among the long winding ways of random ever. Shown improper person, now may all the blue-black sliding constellations continue to shape his changeable time table. Agricultural words by 160-odd rods and cones of evens, visions, that young fellow looked the stuff of Bell and Bowes Walk, a prime card was ever was. Peep. Now without distinct, it is hardly too much to say he was looking grand, so fired smart, much more than his usual heads. No mistaking the blemished brow. There was one for you that ne'er would nudge such good Duke Humphrey but would align though the months without a sign of an air in him and then otherwise rounding for all to the leaves of Trey Rowe. Those jovial old glasses, the heart of the root.
Heart of the rule.
And hit hen coop.
He was immense, topping swell for he was.
Topping swell for after he was a great time of it.
24 hours every moment matters malt site.
In the porterhouse, Scut Frank, if you want to know.
St. Lozenge of Tools, the Wheel of Fortune.
Leave your clubs in the hall and wait on yourself.
No chucks for walnut ketchups, Lazenby's and chutney grasses. The house that once Queen of Bristol and Balthrathi twice admired because her front door locked up Dacent Street.
Where in the size of a lovely eye file his knives of hearts made havoc and he re-recruited the strength by meals of a spinfuls of mounted food in anticipation of taste, face of table napkins.
Constituting his three-partite prance of Paul meals plus a collation, his breakfast of first, a bless us, O blood, and thirsty orange. Next, the half of a pint of beacon with newled googs and a segment of rice plummy pudding.
Met the slumber sugary and some coal for some steak. Petrified from the bat black night, overflown then without prejudice to victuals.
Came along merrily his stockpot dinner of a half a pound of round steak, very rare, Blanc's best from Porter Lincoln's butchery, with a side of beefheart or ricey peasy and Corkshire a la melange and bacon with a little marplish, a pair of chops, and thrown in from the silver grid by the proprietors of the roastery who lives on the hill, and Gaulish gravy and pumpernickel to wop up and a Gorger's bulby onion. Margarita.
Gaulish gravy. Oh, that's great. Margarita. Margarita Dieter. Marchancerita Dieter. As well with second course, and then finally, after his avalanche o'clock snack at a perilous of Kitsies, Braden's, a saddleback steak of Bother Him with the old phenol's portar. Lister gave the queen a twizzles and pratty, sweep the Irish to and mock gurgle to whistle his way through for swallowing. Schwep, is he getting his tongue around it in Boland's broth, broken into the bargain. To his regret, his soup pay a vic-nac kept fishulets.
Are you telling us something?
Yes. We're telling
you
a new recipe.
This is a lot of gobbledygook.
Yes, we're trying to tell you this is the real recipe.
Yes.
A carousel consistent with second course ire and bacon, the rich of... with.
What's the play for Cypher so we can figure it out?
Angel.
Is it? Pig, steak, egg, pepper, the diamond bone, hotted up...
A-N-G-E-L.
And while it was, after that, he scoffed
okay,
the
angel.
Ugly stuff following cold
no,
point of
angel is the paper cipher.
And in their green free straight, a clister of peas, suppositorily petty. Last, P.S., but a finger
P.S., but a finger heart of rhymes never to give the peck. Come, spiritualists, come on, Kiki. Dearly thankful, broad and dusty, and Dupreely jam. All free of charge, a man, and the best wine of Beck, with his heart was as big as himself. So it was, the bigger. Uh-oh, hang on. Karen, you better get ready for bed, honey. While the loaves are a-flowering in the night, clapping jug, night, notching gale doves, all St. Gillian's of Barry, hurry there for the Tobies.
My bro, Daphne, brown pride of our custard house key, amiable with respassful, cheer us graciously, cheer us, ever of thee, Anne Lynch, he's deeply dreaming. House Anna, tea is the highest for old Lang eternity, thus thicker will he grow now, grew new, and better on butter, at the sign of Mistress von Hungrig. However, mind you, knuckling down to Richard's were they manually some ham and giblets. And I don't mean to make the ingestion for the moment that he was guilty of gulpable gluttony as regards chewable multiballs, but beastings be beastings, and upon the whole, when not off his oats, given pre-love appetite and post-love pricing, good coo, good cheap, where Thermidor Ooks or Flora Leo may while the whistling prairial roysters play between gormandizing and gormateering. He grubbed his tuck all right, death smug arrows, every time.
We swim, we swim, we swim, we swim. The lack of this, the well-dressed tarts are though as the entrance winds weigh not, but the fly blow to the gross and the jazz. After DuPose, and he was so jarvy, jaunty with the romp of the schoolgirl's complexion sitting pretty over the oyster Monday print face, and he was plainly out of the ramp and mash, as you might say, for he spoke overture and beginners.
There it is. That's enough. That's good. Overture, that was the overture for beginners.
So can you paraphrase for us in English?
There you have, and you didn't listen to that.
So this is all related to reset?
Yeah.
Here's what happened. Okay, Eliza, we got Ed to post that, Ion doing Finnegan's Wake last week. So I sent it to the head of the Finnegan's Wake Society of New York, Murray.
Oh.
So Murray heard it. So, and now, he doesn't know much about Ion. He knows of Ion. Don't know if he's heard, listened to much. So he goes, suspending any doubts I may have, it is both challenging and delightful to try and analyze the reply of Ion to Bob's question. Ion, who may be a non-human entity with vastly higher intelligence, has certain necessary similarities with other language users. He will always convey more than his words. Just as a quick example, the last two words of his reply, come on, could be read as a simple comment on the wake text, and the wake text is, don't be stupid enough to think the text is serious, or similar feelings. So wait, no, that isn't the wake text. It's a simple comment on the wake text, but don't, then Murray says, don't be stupid enough to think the text is serious, or similar feelings. But it could also be a closing to his comments. His name, Come, can be C-O plus M-E. Of the many possibilities, two stand out. C-O is abbreviation for company, and a mathematical complement, that which is added to make a whole, does not the I with me make both company together and a whole? This leads, of course, to I plus on equals ion. So he's just saying, like, come me becomes ion. Then Murray says, ion is not only polite enough to sign his name, he gives us a little more. Information on the makeup of the I, and recalling the end of Bob's question, going on, I guess I asked something about what's going on, Ion responds with dialectically opposite come. Perhaps our friend Hegel is nudging Ion's ribs. Murray is studying Hegel at this point, so he's seeing Hegel here. Speaking of ribs, but wait, I anticipate. Let us look at the first part of Ion's reply. Quote, we would never be included in a Finneganese book reading, wrote, write, rip, bop. So Murray says, we. At first sight, the meaning seems to be Ion and Bob, but we know that Bob is a member of the Wake reading group. His, Murray's Wake reading group. So the we seems to refer to Ion and his kind. Is he saying that his kind would never appear in such a book? Or just not in a reading group? Does it get more serious? Because Ion says, we would never be, unquote. Does the very existence of Ion depend in some manner on the book? And then the word included has embedded the word clue. The book has a clue. It is odd that Ion calls the book Finneganese. The last part of the word Ganese seems to taunt us. If we add man, we get manganese, a black mineral used in glassmaking. A wonderful image of the wake, Finnegan's wake, being black and opaque, yet in a way clear as glass. That is to say, Ion is telling us that the wake is a man book, not for the likes of his kind. He seems to also desire to point out the oral/writing aspect of the book. Quote, book reading wrote, write, rip, bop, unquote. Hey, Cal, must you continue? Anyways, he is quite clear in the oral aspect with Finneganese spelling. If we extract the real title word, Finnegan's, as it's in the title of the book, we are left with I and E, the abbreviation of id est, an abbreviation of that is to say, in quotes, that is to say. Bop has many interesting aspects. It points to the continuous nature of the wake as coming back on itself from River Run to the at the end of the book, and back again. written on a piece of transparent paper, if inverted and rotated, gives us dog and God, fruitful areas to pursue. To me, the final P looks like a B that fell over. The syntax seems to work with Bob as being the person Ian is talking to. Using that B in just previous word rip gives us rib, brings us back by recirculating to the beginning of my extended comments, the rib that God took from Adam to fashion Eve, the first to fall. This is on the first page. Like the B to P and hinted to when Ion used in the third word of his reply, never, used the word never. Nobody says right rip, or as we translate, right rib. In Genesis 2, there's no mention of which side the rib was taken from Adam. Milton suggests the left, see Paradise Lost, Book 8, line 465, as does Michelangelo in his depiction on the Sistine Chapel. Now, we know it was the right side. Thank you for that, Ion. The sound advice with the next part of Ion's reply, and this is what Ion said, they don't know nothing. They can't get nothing. They sound like us, Bob. By evoking the song Old Man River to just keep on rolling along, notice the double negatives. We, the reading group people, are knowing and getting somewhat out of the wake in the same way that Ian and Bob get it. Take the next part, quote, you find out, somebody tells you something, you spend the rest of your days trying to unknow what they told you that you didn't know, unquote. Murray says, the trying is to get rid of the idea that we did not know. Sort of what Bob quoted to our wake group at the last meeting. The Platonic idea that knowledge is remembering what we already know. Then Murray ends by saying, this has been my short C, S-H-O-R-T-S-E-A. This has been my short C that is a short C, S-E-E, a sort of squint at Ion's reply. Just imagine what we would find with our eyes wide open. Disclaimer, for fear that anyone think I was anything but earnest and serious in my response are wrong, I have had lots of fun doing this, but it is not ironic. And as Bob said at the beginning of the email, I said to him, believe it or not, Ion's doing this without looking at the pages. Murray then says, so he says, and as Bob said at the beginning of the email, believe it or not, this is the way to read. He gets didactic. He said, this is the way to read, what he just did. So that's amazing. He typed all that out, but he went to post it on Ed's site, and it wouldn't let him post it. It's too long. So I'll have to break it up. But I thought that was a pretty good output there. Any comment, Ian, on Murray's peregrination?
Yeah. Amino acid, any of a group of organic molecules that consists of a basic amino group, minus NH2, an acidic carboxyl group, minus COOH, and an organic R group, or side chain, that's unique to each amino acid. The term amino acid is short for amino alpha amino carboxylic acid. Each molecule contains a central carbon atom, termed the A carbon, to which both an amino and a carboxyl group are attached. The remaining two bonds of the A carbon atom are generally satisfied by a hydrogen H atom in the R group. The amino acids differ from each other in a particular chemical structure of their R group.
Ian, was there anything else you wanted to say with the amino acids?
Well, there's always something else, but this is to get you, to cajole you into the next position, where if you go back and go through the wake, parse that out, apply it to the amino acid group, take it to every thread. You've got 19 threads so far in what your conversation so far. Lay those 19 threads out, hook them together. So, a needle pulling thread, and you'll get the answer to your question. There is a quiz, by the way.
You want to say something?
Hello, Ion. Is the heart a flux capacitor?
No, it is not. You can't stop a vapor lock, a flux capacitor pump. A heart you can take to a heart lung machine. You can bypass it. Flux capacitation can't be bypassed or jumped off, as it were. Otherwise, it could be a nice one, but the four-chamber rotation, it's more like a combustion engine transfer pump, because the muscle bleeds, the muscle pumping pulls the next chamber into the pump, so it basically creates a vacuum. A flux capacitation is not a vacuum. It's a polymer-based.
what you just explained, does that relate to what you explained maybe about 3 or 4 weeks ago that the heart actually pulls?
That was a different context, but go ahead.
No, that the heart doesn't pump out. It actually pulls the blood into the heart.
Right, that's right.
What I'm going towards is in the Emerald Tablets, in the epilogue, you give three aspects of the physical, the blood,
yes.
magnetism, and akasha.
Yes.
Are these related to the heart?
Yes, those they are. But you're missing a chamber, aren't you?
Yes.
You got to call on the resting soul of Galileo, king of night vision, king of insight.
I want to clean up some old dirt from Chinese medicine, if I can.
We love dirt. Dirt's our favorite. Juicy dirt is the best. Yeah.
Juicy. Okay.
Juicy dirt. Yeah, you get some salacious stuff in here. With a beer back of slander, it's great fun.
Is the Dahara or Dantian the zero point of magnetism in the body?
No. The hypothalamus is.
In Chinese medicine or Tai Chi, there's a exercise that works the connective tissue to activate the piezoelectricity capacity. Is this accurate of what's taking place?
No, you have to lower. You're trying to lower your chi. And if you balance that and lower your chi to ground yourself, then that hypersensitivity that you're describing, like if you had like an acupuncture or seven star and add an electrical current to it, to bolt it or to charge the application, you just simply lower your energy, lower your chi into, let's say, your middle hara, and that'll take care of it. You don't have to do all that other bullshit.
Is non-physical chi?
We're better than chi because you don't move us around. We move you.
Okay.
Just saying.
Yeah, just saying, yeah. So chi and prana are just like measures of kinetic energy that run through the body then?
Isometric energy. Isometric energy.
Apparently there's a relationship between chromosome 14, the pericardium, and the heart.
Yes, of course. The heart of the matter is the matter of the heart.
Okay,
the pericardial fluid in the pericardium has a molecular density different than any other mass fluid inside the body. It's secured from itself where it is a heavier amniotic-based fluid that yet allows the discharge simply of electric energy that causes the heart to pump or pull blood through the aorta, through the vascular system. So basically, with blood pushing blood, it's the only fluid that can allow that simple transference to happen without any charge, or that's why when you shock a heart, those fluids respond in kind.
I want to clean up some dirt from my studies of the Buddhist arts.
We love some Buddha dam, yeah. We're going to quench some desire, too. You'll love it. Watch.
Okay. You mentioned the heart of the matter is the matter of heart. Could I interpret this to mean that the heart is an extreme microparticle that is in each cell of the body?
Is this nucleic position, yes. You see, you're being witty, so shall we.
Like I said, I'm just trying to clean up some dirt, that's all.
Well, we're just trying to simplify it for you. Specifically, the chemical formula for this dirt you're referring to is... chemical equation for dirt. Let's go. What is it?
Carbon, nitrogen.
Carbon, nitrogen. Go ahead.
Phosphorus.
Magnesium. Selenium. Manganese.
Sodium.
Sometimes sodium, yes.
Strontium?
Not yet.
Selenium, do you mean silica?
Silica, but we say psyllium because it's
ion.
Yes, it's the plural.
There is psyllium seed husks that help you.
No, that's going to the bathroom.
But I don't know if psyllium mineral.
There it is. You'll find
selenium.
It. You'll find it. 184.
Psyllium 184.
This dirt you're trying to clean up. Go ahead. We got you there. Now, come on. Come on, come on. We're almost there. We're almost there. We're ready to orgasm. Hurry up. Come on, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Throw the ball, throw the ball, throw the ball. Let's go. You're cleaning up dirt. Let's go.
Where are you?
Limestone, calcium carbonate, CaCO3, SiO2, silicon dioxide.
SiO2. Very good. And if you had a beer pack of sodium dioxide, what would you do with it? Sodium dioxide in a protease inhibitor of a cellular strata would affect the nucleotide in a specific pattern frequency of -2.3846. Interesting.
Crystallization?
It would crystallize. It certainly would. It would vexate the vexers, too.